There's been another summer spike in violence in Milwaukee. This one puts Wisconsin's largest city on pace to set a record number of homicides for the second year in a row. WPR's Corinne Hess is here with the latest. So to start, what has Milwaukee seen so far this year?
Through September 7th, there have been 127 homicides in the city. That's about on pace with what's happening in 2020, when Milwaukee saw nearly 200 murders. But in 2019, before the pandemic, there were 61 murders during that same time frame.
So one of the effects of the pandemic may be more homicides in big cities.
Possibly. I talked to acting Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman, and he said it's still unknown what's behind all of the violence, but he says disputes have definitely escalated, and that could have to do with all of the economic effects of the pandemic, including housing instability and joblessness. Here's how he put it.
When I see some of the particular issues of what the argument was about or why, it is actually mind-boggling to understand that this argument will lead to someone being either shot or fatally shot.
Other large cities across the country have seen the same increase in homicides since the pandemic started. FBI data for 2020 has not been released, but estimates show a 25% increase in homicides in the country's largest cities. That's about 4,000 to 5,000 more people killed across the country in 2020 compared with 2019.
Wow. And in Milwaukee, how many of these murders are being solved?
Right now, the clearance rate is only about 46%. So Chief Norman says that's because the detectives just can't keep up with the caseload.
You talked to the mother of one of the victims. What can you tell me about her?
Yes, her name's Patricia Slayton. Her 19-year-old son, Omar, was shot and killed on August 27th. He was sitting in a car outside of his sister's home on the north side of Milwaukee. Patricia believes that was a random incident. Omar recently graduated, and he was about to become a father. She's lived in Milwaukee for 52 years and says she doesn't remember the city ever being this violent.
I ride across the city from point A to point B every day. I see the yellow tape and the police, and it's terrifying. And I pray. And I never thought that my family would be a victim.
It feels like it wasn't too long ago that city officials and community activists were talking about a coordinated citywide effort to stop this kind of violence in Milwaukee, and instead it's become more common. So how are people in Milwaukee reacting to this spike?
Yes, there's several initiatives in the works with police and community activists, the police and county health department officials. But you're right, violence has not improved. I talked to the chief about this, and he says he's completely committed to working with community groups, but he stressed that people need to take some personal responsibility.
WPR's Corinne Hess talking about the number of homicides increasing again in Milwaukee. Thanks so much.
Thank you.